Our Time in History with Renee Couture.
Will we live our lives in a way that honors God and honors those that have given their lives for our free way of life in America? In Arlington National Cemetery, I've walked through acres of land filled with the remains of those that have fallen since the attacks of September 11, 2001. Acres of land that were just beautiful, empty fields before 9/11, now solemnly marked by the white marble headstones that cover those hallowed grounds. Our days on this earth are governed by God ultimately, but also those that have stepped into eternity before us. Their lives were as significant as our own, but their race is finished. We, on the other hand, at least for today, we've been given time. The question before us, then, is how we will live in the time that we've been given. The Bible teaches that we are to number our days, yet in our fast-paced world, our days can fly by so quickly, and before we know it, years are passing. But today, let's stop and consider how we are living. Our time in history is significant. We will stand before a just God to give an account for how we lived. It will happen to each of us, to be sure. I, for one, want to stand before God and have Him be proud of the way I lived the days that He gave me, whether my future is long or short on this side of eternity. I'm a citizen of America, and I love this country. I realize that I've been incredibly blessed and privileged to have been born here, but I also have a responsibility before God to live my life to honor Him and to help sustain the freedom and ideas from His Word that have ultimately made this nation free.
If you would like information regarding Renee's availability for speaking engagements, classes, or Renee's customized private tours of America's historic East Coast, please contact her at ourtimeinhistory@gmail.com.